Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about olfactory disorders.
Right. The sense of smell or olfaction plays an essential role in our everyday lives, from sniffing out a diaper that needs to be changed to detecting the sweet and nutty scent of vanilla. Our olfactory sense is an amazing and yet complex system. Memory, emotions, and the sense of smell are all closely linked. It can also help us to avoid dangers. For example, our ability to smell smoke, rotten food,
that smelly like diaper.
That smelly diaper. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it can help us to avoid certain dangers, sure.
In general, women have a stronger sense of smell, and men tend to lose their sense of smell at an earlier age, like 60 to 100 years.
Well, everyone starts to lose their sense of smell around the 60-year mark.
Yeah, I guess, but when they're 100, maybe even more so, huh?
Yes.
But okay. So I guess using essential oils and long-term care may be difficult?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little bit having a difficulty with this one, but ongoing exposure to a smell can result in olfactory fatigue. For example, say someone living near or a rendering plant might become nose blind to the overall smell.
I would hope so.
Mm. Yeah. Well, like when we were on vacation and when we arrived at the location that had just had a recent forest fire, we were like, oh, wow, that smoke is strong. And our driver said, what smell? You know, he didn't smell it anywhere. By the time we left, we didn't smell it either.
Oh.
That's kind of like living by a plant.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Makes rendering sense. Plants are really noxious.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you inhale molecules of scent, they reach the sensors in your nose and throat, and then those sensors send a signal to your brain. If something physically blocks scent molecules, maybe because you have a stuffy nose, a broken nose, or you've been inhaling something else like smoke or environmental pollutants, the smell molecules cannot get to the olfactory sensory neurons and are unable to detect a scent.
The nerve cells send information to the brain. A head injury, a brain tumor, or a stroke may affect one's sense of smell. Smell disorders are also associated with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, Kallmann's syndrome, Korsakoff syndrome, certain prescription medications, imbalanced neurotransmitters, vitamin deficiencies, and the aging process can all lead to olfactory disorders.
And Brian, could you tell us what are some specific olfactory disorders?
Now for the educational portion, yes.
Okay.
All right. First off, the suffix osmia. That refers to smell or odor. So if you add the prefix an, A-N, which means not or without, you get the term anosmia, which means a complete loss of the sense of smell. Individuals with this condition may lose their sense of smell because of a structural issue in the nose, such as nasal polyps, deviated septum, or some type of injury, an infection, sinusitis, the common cold, and, you know, the last couple of years, COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Certain allergies, smoking, nerve damage from a stroke or any other age-related degeneration, or even certain medications, some antibiotics, and also chemotherapy. The condition may be temporary or permanent, depending on the cause. So if your loss of the sense of smell is not related to an illness or injury, and is accompanied by weakness on one side, a tremor, or is getting progressively worse, you may want to contact your healthcare providers. It may be a symptom of a much more serious medical condition.
Good advice. Hyposmia is similar to anosmia, but it refers to a reduced or diminished ability to detect smells.
Like a faint smell, but
yeah,
not...
Right, like, so I guess age-related degeneration would cause hyposmia. There you go, hyposmia.
All right. And if you add the prefix dys, meaning difficult or impaired, to osmia, you get dysosmia. Dysosmia refers to a disordered sense of smell. There are two types of dysosmia, parosmia and phantosmia. With parosmia, one's olfactory sensory neurons are affected, changing the perception of smell. You may think that things you used to think smelled pleasant now smell unpleasant. For instance, you thought that a rose smelled really good, but now it smells like a skunk.
Wow.
Parosmia may be temporary or permanent, and it can be caused by head trauma, neurological conditions, nasal polyps, medications, illness, or infection.
And then, as you said, there's also phantosmia, which I think is a Disney movie.
I think that's Fantasia, but okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, so phantosmia, which is when you smell something that's not there. It can affect one or both nostrils and be constant or intermittent. And the smell may be pleasant or unpleasant. And it can be caused by an illness or infection, anxiety, head trauma, certain neurological conditions, particularly those affecting the temporal lobe, Parkinson's disease, aging, an imbalance of neurotransmitters or medications. Phantosmia can be a sign of a more serious condition like a stroke and is something you should let your healthcare provider know about, especially if you are also experiencing difficulty speaking, memory issues, weakness, nausea, hearing loss, or any of those kinds of symptoms. Please get in touch with your healthcare provider as soon as possible.
Right, that's good advice. Also, another olfactory disorder is something called hyperosmia, okay, which is the opposite of what we were just talking about. Hyperosmia, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, is an increased sense of smell or the ability to detect an odor when fewer scent molecules are present, like a lower threshold. Mm-hmm. People with hyperosmia are sometimes known as super smellers.
Ah, yes, my only superpower, the ability to detect smells faster than a speeding bullet.
Hyperosmia, hyperosmia may be temporary, or it also may be permanent. It is associated with certain genetic conditions, hormonal changes such as pregnancy or menopause, certain neurological conditions such as migraine headaches or seizures, also due to medications and other medical conditions.
And some people recommend using peppermints to help buffer the constant assault of odors.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Osmophobia is the fear or psychological hypersensitivity to smells.
Oh, wow.
So if you're afraid of smells or if you're super sensitive to smells.
If you picture sewage and immediately, you know, your hands start sweating, you get nauseous, you can't even think about it.
Oh, okay. It is also associated with headache disorders, anxiety, and pregnancy. Yes. When I was pregnant, I could not stand the smell of molasses.
Okay.
But
oh, you
that
still
was
can't.
When I was, and I still can't, and I think that's a mental block.
And it causes serious problems when I like to make gingerbread.
Obviously, it's interfering with our life.
Yes, we'll have to figure out how this is treated.
Osmophobia may be episodic and occur as part of the prodrome phase of migraines.
Well, that's a lot of information there for us, for our listeners. But by now, you may be wondering how olfactory disorders are diagnosed.
Yes, we are.
Well, in addition to taking a detailed medical and personal history, your healthcare provider will also perform a physical exam of your nose, your ears, and your throat. And here in the U.S., there's a standardized microencapsulation of odorants test. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
a standardized microencapsulation of odorants test that your healthcare provider can also administer.
So it's like a scratch and sniff test.
Who knew that those stickers from childhood would actually have a purpose?
Exactly. Depending on the root cause of one's olfactory disorder, treatment may be difficult, though.
Well, we've been hearing more about olfactory disorders related to the coronavirus.
And that's because the olfactory nerve and neurons can regenerate. There's hope for someone who has lost their sense of smell to regain it with time.
Mm-hmm. Right, now I'm going to switch back to my other script. Well, I think that wraps up this episode, except for reminding our listeners about our big news.
What big news? Are you pregnant?
I was going to ask that earlier, but you know, timing is everything when you're telling a joke.
Yeah. Drum roll.
Okay.
Podcast DX is proud to be able to offer diagnosis-specific home health care products in 2023. We are currently building our new platform, which should be available on our website in time for our fifth year anniversary this April.
Good deal. It's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Exciting times indeed. Mm-hmm. And if any of our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
I'm always amazed how you do that. All right, folks, till next week. We'll see you again.